Is FASA mask advice based on science or shortages? There has been a lot said about FASA masks. I help run a COVID-19 support group in Swansea, and one of the most contentious subjects has been face coverings for the public. Some countries have attempted to stop the contagion by suggesting or mandating the use of masks. On the 28th of April, Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon suggested people wear them in shops and on public transport. There has been a lot of confusion, conflicting advice and misinformation. It would appear from scientific advice that there is some benefit from masks, especially those with medical-grade filters and single-use, in stopping viral particles, and just restricting access to the mouth and nose could also be of benefit. Why is it then that the government has not suggested masks and seem to be keen to push dodgy science about their use? Given that the main demand from frontline workers is PPE now, could it be that the government, knowing that it has a huge crisis of access to PPE, aren't encouraging the public to use masks in case it depletes already limited supply, to the detriment of our health? I don't think this can be discounted. This crisis of supply of PPE could easily be solved. Textile companies have offered to make masks and gowns, engineering firms have offered to make ventilators, and thousands of DIY makers in their homes have been 3D printing shields, sewing masks and even scrubs. The workforce and infrastructure exist. What's missing is a socialist economy that can use the best scientific advice and democratic planning to ensure that PPE and other supplies needed to combat this pandemic, and others in the future, are produced and distributed in the interests of the majority. Gareth Bromhall, Swansea, and West Wales Socialist Party.